some of the things causing this are, one, we're very unrealistic about relationships. Two, we're constantly bombarded with bad news. And three, we're much less likely to go to church or pray than people did 50 years ago. Did you catch that? If we prayed more, we'd be less stressed. The Apostle Paul wouldn't have been surprised. In Philippians 4:6, he said, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He's done. Then you'll experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand." And that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
The city of Millbrook has made it. Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto, opening location number 3 in Millbrook on Highway 14. So now there's 3 Don Duncan locations where you can get service above and beyond your highest expectations. Not only top-notch certified technicians to work on your vehicle, but customer service and accommodations that are second to none. In other words, if you need to ride back to your house or your office to get your service taken care of, just ask. They're happy to do it. All 3 locations offering all major name brand tires at a real wholesale price because Don Duncan worked to do business directly with the manufacturers. Don Duncan, the works. Get your car its regular service. You can wait, or, again, if you need a ride to work or a ride back, just let them know. Don Duncan, just north of Vaughan on Bell Road. Don Duncan downtown at 408 Madison. And again, now in Millbrook on Highway 14 for Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto.
I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Fall's here. I imagine the emphasis begins to change, right?
It does. Different kind of merchandise is coming in. We're beginning to get the fall spirit, which means football. We're just excitement every day.
Tell us just a bit about Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Eastbrook is 60,000 square feet. We have around 200 vendors. We have an elevator. We have air conditioning. We have heat when it's necessary. We've got free coffee, free cookies, and we've got Fleas the horse. And Fleas will talk to you. He's a real neat attraction for the children and the grown-ups.
And how about those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
And the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall will soon have more information on their big fall yard sale coming up. That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Let Delta do it. Signs, banners, direct mail, quality printing, copying. Delta Printing does it all. River Region residents have trusted them for 40 years. You can too. Visit 6001 Monticello Drive or call 271-COPY and let Delta do it.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If your yard needs some rain, this is some good news. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms developing, especially by this afternoon and this evening. Not every town will get wet, but many will. Highs in the upper 80s today. Tonight's low 73. Then tomorrow and Wednesday, still a generous supply of those random showers and storms. About 50% coverage both days with highs in the upper 80s. And then the storms become a little bit more numerous by Thursday. Download our free weather app for your phone or tablet and stay on top of weather changes, plus the latest from the tropics, which are getting a little bit more busy, plus instant push notifications for severe weather alerts even when you're out of town because it knows where you are. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Let me tell you a little story. A father wanted his children to understand the Holocaust, and he decided to take them to Yad Vashem in Jerusalem. That's the memorial to the 11 million victims of the attempt to eradicate the Jewish people. Though concerned that his 11-year-old daughter was really young to view the horrific scenes depicted in Yad Vashem, he determined that, well, she could always be taken out of the experience if it became too traumatic. Now, the little girl viewed the section depicting the Warsaw Ghetto. That's where children as young as 4 or 5 were left on the streets to fend for themselves after their parents were taken on trains to the death camps. Some of those children died from freezing. Others were shot for sport by the Nazi soldiers. And that's verified because the Nazis actually took photos of themselves doing it, as if they were proud to engage in such barbaric behavior. The little girl gazed at the photos from the death camps like Dachau, Bergen-Belsen, and Auschwitz-Birkenau. That was the death camp where 10,000 Jews, including women, children, and infants, were murdered in cold blood every day. And when the crematoriums couldn't handle the numbers, the Nazis took Jews by the thousands to large pits dug into the ground, and they shot them in mass, then pushed their bodies into the pit until another group could be shuttled to the site. The little girl stared at the photos of the disgusting destruction of innocent human lives, and would sometimes read the inscriptions below the photos. As she prepared to exit the Yad Vashem exhibit with her father, she paused by the guest book on a podium on the way out. She reached into her father's pocket, took out his pen, then she began to write in the guest book. She put her name, address, and then she paused when it asked for comments. The father watched over her shoulder to see if what she wrote might help him to know whether the lesson of the Holocaust had registered with his young daughter. As he watched, she wrote words that he'll never forget. She simply wrote, "Why didn't somebody do something?" That's all she wrote. But her words were haunting. Why didn't somebody do something? It was hard for her to understand how such despicable things could be happening to human beings, and no one would speak up or stand up and try to stop it. She put the pen back into her father's pocket, and she didn't speak for several hours. But he never had to ask again if she understood the lesson of the Holocaust. That little girl goes to another podium almost every day these days. It's one at the White House. That little girl was my daughter, Sarah, who is now a wife, a mother, and you know her as press secretary to the President of the United States.
Please clap.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Well, by this point in the day, you're probably asking, what kind of a public do we live in here?
It's happy hour.
On News Talk, 93.1 FM, WACV. I'm Greg. This is
Joey. And here they are.
We already made him do it once. I'm not going to do it.
Break your butt up!
Now, that I had coming.
Yes.
But I blame my bedroom for this.
Uh-huh.
For 2 years, with all the other things that we've needed to take care of and pay for, I've ignored putting shades in the bedroom. I sleep in during the day.
Sure.
So it would darken up for a nap. I got used to it. And now I've got, it's practically pitch black in there. I got it as a great birthday gift. When I woke up from my midday nap today, I thought it was tomorrow morning. And I got really confused because I couldn't remember doing today's afternoon show. And then I realized, oh, that's because you haven't done it yet.
Oh, it's 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I am weary. I'm tired starting the show out just from listening to and watching all of this Kavanaugh stuff go on. Story here on Gallup. Republican favorability rating, highest in 7 years. And if you want to flush that down the toilet, then let Brett Kavanaugh go with the wind. These two phonies that have come forward with these drunken memories have no corroborating witnesses whatsoever. To allow them to do all this back and forth dictating who's going to question all that, wrong. If you got an allegation, you make it to his face. You do it like we do in a courtroom. And sadly, the burden of proof is on you. And right now, your burden of proof is piss poor. It's non-existent. This is the weaponized Me Too movement we're seeing here. And I said this Friday, I think Thursday, and I'll say it again today. If they put Jesus Christ up as a nominee, the Democrats would find a tablet from, 31 AD that said he had too much wine at a party and did something nasty.
And he was a terrible carpenter.
So you confirm this man, Chuck. Lindsey Graham has shown some surprising chutzpah. And it, you know what? I think it's because his buddy John is in the ground now. I honestly, God, Lindsey Graham is a different guy since John McCain passed away. Good for him. I don't know what did it, but he's been a bit of a pit bull lately. This is all crap. And I can tell you, and we're going to have my buddy D.B. Blackman on the show soon.
Awesome.
One day this week from Texas. He's my favorite blogger. And I posted his column today.
It's I saw that earlier today.
Watching rabid animals. That's the Democratic Party. Because they'll do anything. They'll sink to any level. They are scum. There's nothing redeeming about the word Democrat. Nothing. So get this circus over. By the way, are there only two pictures of Christine Blasey Ford or whatever her name is? That one with the half smile, like, I'm stupid, and the black and white photo. We've only seen only two pictures of this woman her whole life. We know her politics. Look, first of all, the Senate should censure Dianne Feinstein because she's. Kavanaugh was nominated, I think, on either July 9th. That stuff should have been brought forward then. Or weeks ago when you first had it. And now they're crawling out of the woodwork, just like they did for Roy Moore. And for what? Well, what is this passion all about? It's pretty much, I heard them discuss it a little bit on News and Views. They just want to continue to have their legal right to terminate human life if they deem it an inconvenience or can't handle it or whatever the story is. Something they really treasure deeply, man, and I'll never understand that. Under the best of circumstances, that can only be sad. These are the same people that, pound the Wailing Wall over babies separated from parents when we're not even sure that it's their parents they're being separated from when we're doing our job on the border. But look the other way when they find out there's sex traffickers and others coming across. They're nuts. Not all Democrats, but what's going on here? And I think there is a midsection in the Democratic Party that remains a little more moderate. And some have actually said going this far to the left is not going to serve us well. And they're right. So there's two possible outcomes here. Go ahead and confirm. Trump has the guts. He's got the balls, as he has right along, to stand by this guy. This guy is standing by himself in spite of the fact that he, his family, his cute little girls are getting death threats. These are ugly, violent, disgusting pigs of human beings that would pick up the phone or send a letter or do something always from the shade, never in the sunlight, and make these kind of threats. And basically what Kavanaugh is saying, I've got a body of work I've built. I've got a life I've led in a pretty exemplary fashion, and I'm not going to let them destroy it. So now it's up to the guys in the committee. Hear this crackpot. Give her the third degree. They know what questions to ask. There's that picture I'm talking about there on Fox right now. That's smiling with the sunglasses.
I think they denied Dr. Hordes or whatever her name is request to have only the senators ask her questions.
Who is this woman from nowhere to start demanding rule changes in the United States freaking Senate?
No, so I believe the committee is going to go with their initial plan and have outside female counsel do the questioning for them.
Oh, by the way, I don't hear much in the media about the hundreds of women who have known Brett Kavanaugh who have come out and said, this is not him. And by the way, the second woman, this Ramirez, Ronan Farrow went ahead and ran the story in The New Yorker, but she said, well, I'm not really sure. Well, then you should have never said anything. enough. Enough. If it wasn't enough to call the police when you it allegedly happened, or to, wait a minute, this guy's about to be appointed as an appeals judge. We can't have this. No, it's only until the Supreme Court or the United States Senate in Roy Moore's case that all of a sudden they become diligent citizens. And do you see the playbook here? Of course you do. You listen to this radio station, you know what this playbook is. Second woman accuses Judge Kavanaugh. Yeah, right. My ass. So, enough. You're going to hear holy hell from the media? When don't you? Confirm him. Let them do their investigations. Let them make all their threats. Because you know what? If you don't confirm him, Republicans, you are going to get your asses wiped in November. Because people are going to say, I'm washing my hands with you guys. You are gutless and nutless. Why should I get off my ass and vote when you can't stand up for a decent man like Brett Kavanaugh? Confirm him. Because the passion, everybody knows that this election is not just a midterm. This is Donald Trump's reelection, basically. And the media is telling you there's a blue wave and yada, 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 but there's evidence to the contrary. And the big difference maker in November is going to be who's motivated. And if you want to put an end to this shenanigans by the Democrats, you better be ready to get out and vote in November. I don't think there's anything more to say about it. I don't believe this woman. I don't believe the second woman. I think it's crap. I think it's an ugly, deeply planned plot to smear the guy. They're just so underhanded and so... Can't buy it this time. We cannot let this happen again. Cannot let this happen again. What was it they had more on? Because he signed a yearbook or something?
That was a claim, yeah. That was one of them, yeah.
He's on the Alabama Supreme Court twice. But it wasn't until he ran for the Senate, I wish he hadn't, but that all of a sudden memories got jogged. This is weaponizing the Me Too movement. And let's remember that Me Too was launched in part by Aisha Argento, who ended up cutting a $350,000 check to an underage boy she banged. It's crap. And it does a great disservice to the women who really have been abused, although there's no reason not to come forward today. There's a lot more protection for women who have a complaint today than there was even 20, 30 years ago. So that's it. Kenny from Maxwell, caller one for the week. Don't forget to let us know if you want to be a Bob Myers Big Shot.
Good afternoon, Joey and Greg.
Hello.
Hey, you know that thing that you played at opening when the Sarah Huckabee,
yeah,
as a little girl had gone to, you know, and she asked the question, why didn't anybody do anything? That's what she wrote down. You know, all the years, hearing about these things in the death camps, and I always believed that, well, we didn't know until they, you know, went to liberate them, but they found out that, you know, they had known years earlier, and no one really did anything to stop it. Which is very shameful. Right.
The sainted President Roosevelt allowed, or actually turned away, ships full of Jews that were trying to escape to the United
trying
States.
Trying to escape. They come to our shores and we turn them right back around. I said,
and he probably sent them to their death.
Yeah, so we're not as innocent as we'd like to think we were in that regard.
No, we're not.
I called to give you a big shout out today for one of your sponsors.
Huh.
And that would be Don Duncan. And especially the one up here in Millbrook.
Oh, the new one.
Yes. And I wanted, if you get a hold of Mr. Duncan and tell him to give a big thanks and a pat on the back to a young man named Stuart.
I will absolutely pass that along.
Anyway, what happened was last night we were dropping off grandkids, came back. We were in Wetumpka. All of a sudden, I told my wife, I said, you know, we're losing air pressure. So I pulled over to a gas station and sat there and just watched all the air come out. I said, what the heck just happened? So here we were in the dark, trying to get all of our insurance, which we pay full coverage for, to get roadside assistance. I just told my wife, you don't have that. And I said, that's bull crap, because we pay you for it. But I said, don't have time to argue. I got the tire off and put the donut on. And so today I took off from work because I did not want my wife to go someplace where somebody would rip her off trying to sell her something she didn't need. And in any case, what ended up happening, these are the original tires. We have a Nissan Rogue like you do. And so I said, you know what? They opened up a Don Duncan right down the street. Let's go talk to them. If the tire can't be saved, let's see what it's going to cost to get tires. And so Stewart came out. He looked at it. He goes, yeah, you know, you definitely, the tires are the original tires. And I said, well, okay, give us a quote. He quoted me three different prices on three different tires. And I said, well, you know what? We got a big trip coming up. I'll go ahead and buy four tires. But we need to go home. He said, well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you let me ride home with you? I will bring the car back, and I will come back and pick you up when the car is ready. And I thought, like, wow. So we didn't have to have him do that. We ended up coming back in my car, and the car was, we waited about 30 minutes, and he balanced the tires and everything. And anything, you know, we were just totally satisfied with the service and the attention, detail, everything. Told him that we were, you know, Greg Udell listeners. We'd actually met Mr. Duncan before.
Thank you.
And so he said, you know, if you want to say anything, I said, hey, it's without a problem. You know, it will not be a problem to give you guys a big shout-out. I said, the only thing I'd like to see you guys do, since you're here, you need to put a big sign up, because they're kind of, like, hidden out of the way. I said, you need to put a big sign up so people will know that you guys are here, and all the competition can now shake in their boots, because now they've got people who are not only just business people, but they stand by what they do. They're not going to give you a line of, you know, nonsense about what you really need to do just to make an extra dollar. And, you know, they bend over backwards to take care of it. So that's a big shout out to Don Duncan and the young man named Stewart.
Kenny, it's much appreciated. You want to be a Baumhauer's big shot?
Yeah, that would be fine. Thank you. I'm 12-7. Well, you need the full, 12-17-54.
We just the 12-17 is all we need. Thanks so much for the call, my friend. Branch.
Hey, Greg. How are you, my friend?
Is it the Branch?
That's the one and only. Thank goodness there's only one.
How are you, man? It's great to hear
I'm doing fine. How are you? Hey, it's good. Listen, it's great to hear from you guys. I listen to y'all every day, all day, but nice. Don't get a chance to call much. I've got a lot of friends on the left side of the aisle, and I don't care where you stand on the Brett Kavanaugh, the Justice Kavanaugh nomination. Common sense, I guess, just goes right out the door. I had a friend of mine, I don't know if you've seen this or if you've commented about it, but he posted on Facebook a picture as a side-by-side of Bill Cosby and Justice Kavanaugh, and was comparing the two as if they were identical charges. And so you're comparing Justice Kavanaugh's allegations with a convicted child molester who's convicted of drugging and raping dozens of women.
Who's being sentenced this week, by the way.
It's going on today. I don't know that they rendered the sentence. I know the hearing was going on today. And you know, I don't care where you stand on that aisle. To compare the two is such nonsense, it's not even worth comment.
That's so ugly. That is just...
Just... How far... You know, I have said for a while, I hate to be pessimistic, but it's just over. It's over for a lot of reasons in this country, unless we turn it around.
Yeah.
And I just don't see it happening. It is just so disgusting. And when it boils down to comparing the allegations against Bill Cosby and Justice Kavanaugh, I mean, my goodness. I mean, really? I mean, are you that stupid?
By the same people that sent a guy who committed drunken manslaughter, let a young woman die in his car in a river for 12 hours before he reported the wreck, elected him to the Senate 6 times, and he was the one that lectured the rest of us on our morality as it regards others.
Just incredible.
I hate hypocrisy, Branch. It makes me crazy.
Anything is game, I guess, to the other side. I don't get it. I mean, I guess, you know, common sense and, you know, we need to just sit back and look at this from a commonsensical standpoint, if nothing else. Justice Kavanaugh, even the left will tell you, he's more than qualified.
Yeah.
Extremely qualified. Well-learned, not only in the law, but also has all the experience on the bench that you would ever dream of having. One of the busiest circuits in the entire country would be a great addition, regardless of where you fall on the aisle. But man, it's just, I couldn't believe that when I saw that this weekend. It's just sad.
It is
really sad.
And you know, some of this is working because Fox, their polling shows that a majority now opposes Kavanaugh. So Kavanaugh,
Every time I hear a poll and the results of the poll, I just think back to the great polls that said Hillary Clinton was going to win. And so I guess those are the same pollsters. I hope they are.
Well, on the other hand, I've seen other polls that show, women in particular, only 25% of women are buying Blasey Ford's story. So I don't know what to believe. I don't know what to think. But I do know this. The Republicans have their hearing and put this guy on the Supreme Court and let the chips fall where they may.
Yeah,
but what the Democrats are doing is rousing the Republican base like they could no other way. They don't understand that. That's the one thing they don't realize they're doing. But if the Republicans want to undercut their own momentum, then by all means, cave in to this nonsense, to this crap.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're seeing that, and you're going to see that hopefully in the midterms, that this kind of stuff that's going on up there is going to backfire. And,
I think it will.
Yeah, backfire big time. And you hear this from everybody across the country, not only on your station, but all around the place. And I think you're going to see that. So it's going to be interesting. November's going to be a very interesting month.
Branch, Ms. Ritterbottle and I would love to see you guys soon, too.
Hey, yeah, listen, me too. I love keeping up with her on Facebook as well. And, I've got a little culinary degree, and I understand you're quite the chef yourself. So
I would love
to get to get.
Oh, I will. I'll make you a meal you'll never forget, my friend.
I love it. All right, my friend. Y'all have a great day. You enjoy, and y'all have a good night. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Branch.
That's Branch. Branch is an attorney. And if you ever have a traffic ticket or something like that going on, that's the guy you call. He's helped me. He's helped Emily. And he's one of those guys that knows this area, this system here. And he's a good friend. You know, I was thinking about him the other day because his son is an outstanding baseball player. Now, I think he got an arm injury, but he was drafted by the White Sox.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this is real serious stuff, and I'm not sure what the status is now, if he's attempting to resume following the injury, but the kid had great potential. But how cool just to, be a part of that. And I thought of Branch when these investigators, these nosies, busybodies, whatever you want to call them, who started going back for whatever reason and checking out the tweets from Major League players when they were in their teens. And some could be deemed racist or homophobic, but mostly what they could be deemed is immature.
Yeah.
Immature. And for whatever reason, they find it necessary to drag this history out. Like, just when is it that you really grow up? That's why I think we should raise the voting age. And past 21, like 25 would be a good start. Because you don't really, looking back, I thought I knew everything then. You don't know crap until you've been out in the real world, lived a little life. You going to Infusion?
Yeah, tomorrow morning.
To see Lori?
Yeah, the ever so awesome and lovely Lori. I did a hard workout this morning, did a lot of push-ups, and then can do a heavy cardio workout tomorrow morning before the sun rises. Go by Infusion at 9. and it'll, you know, help with the soreness, give me a nice energy boost. I love it.
Well, it also, I think, maximizes the benefits of the workout.
It
does. That's the cryotherapy. I went Saturday.
Yeah.
I had stuff going on all last week, and so Saturday was the first time I had a chance to get in the cryotherapy chamber, and I've got to tell you, man, I've got to get consistent with that again, because I think it's been about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I did a level two, which is always a smart play when you've been off for a little
while. It's cold enough.
But I had an amazingly productive Saturday after that.
Yeah?
Instead of sitting around going, you know, what am I going to do today?
Well, and I didn't tell you the guy whose workout program I'm doing, he actually has a cryo chamber at his house. So he highly recommends this.
Yeah.
For if you are active and going through exercise, whatever type of program, cryotherapy is great. Or if you're, you know, not so active for whatever reason, it can help with all sorts of ailments.
Also, in the event you're a person of a certain age,
yes,
we're all looking for something that will help us get that old energy back, that old pick-me-up. You know what? What they have in Infusion are all-natural solutions to those issues that can help you not just with your energy level, but burn fat, to improve your skin tone.
Yes.
To help you sleep better. IV vitamin therapy. Everything in it is good, and it all goes directly into your bloodstream as opposed to anything you ingest. Your digestive system really doesn't absorb a whole lot of that. Very small percentage. So IV, you get it all. And it's the best. You feel it immediately. So you might want to talk to them about one of the solutions. And man, there is something coming to Infusion, I believe in October. And when they do, we're going to have them in to talk about it.
Awesome.
But it's the cryosculpting.
Ooh.
Where they freeze the
certain
fat.
Parts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they can narrow you out.
Oh, my.
That is coming to Infusion. Oh, and let's not forget the laser therapy for chronic pain. All you do is sit there and let the machine do its thing for about 10, 15 minutes, and you walk. It's amazing. They use your body to help accelerate healing, improve your energy, to help you lose weight, and to feel like you're on top of the world instead of the world on top of you. Good stuff. 296-1662, Infusion, cryoandlaser.com. Call them. Hey, maybe tomorrow morning you'll run into young Joey over there.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings on your special day. Do you want your guests using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Give you a little heads up. There's some rain headed our way, and it's going to be kind of heavy here in just a little while. So use caution. Get where you're going. Might want to stay off the roads for a little bit. No problems so far, though. No accidents. No delays reported. Interstate Systems Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, all your major roadways are accident and delay free. You can shop on Sunday from noon till 6, buy a brand new Toyota at Reinhardt Toyota. You can also go to ReinhardtToyota.com, unlock your special price at ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Police in Selma are investigating two shooting deaths and an officer being shot. Selma police were called to a shooting behind an elementary school around 10:30 Sunday night. The victim's name has not been released. Police say it does not now appear that the Sunday night shooting is related to a shooting death early Sunday or the wounding of an officer 2 hours later. Montgomery police are investigating a stabbing last night. Police say a man was stabbed in the 1400 block of Ann Street. He was taken to the hospital for minor injuries. No arrests have been made. Tuskegee police are investigating a fatal shooting. One man was shot early Sunday morning in the 400 block of Martin Luther King Jr. Highway. Police have not released the victim's name, and no arrests have been made so far. And that's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The risk for those showers and thunderstorms will continue even into the nighttime hours tonight. The overnight low temperature drops to about 73. Then tomorrow and Wednesday, still a generous supply of those random showers and storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. About 50-50 coverage tomorrow and Wednesday with high temperatures in the upper 80s. And then the storms become scattered to numerous by Thursday and still scattered around the area on Friday. High temperatures staying most days below 90. Download our free weather app. It's got everything. Plus, you'll have instant access to all my blog and video updates, along with push notifications for severe weather alerts and the latest from the tropics. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
It's time for the annual Cavco Outlet Tent Warehouse Sale this Friday and Saturday. Shop our two locations on Wetumpka Highway for incredible savings on seasonal items, home decor, patio furniture, floral arrangements, and much more. Shop early and often so you don't miss the random markdown specials. This is a great opportunity to shop for one-of-a-kind items for the upcoming holiday season. Shop the annual Cavco Tent Warehouse Sale this Friday, September 28th and Saturday, September 29th, 8 till 5.
CBS Tonight, it's the beginning of the end.
Here we go.
Be there for the start of Big Bang's final season.
It's official.
Then it's the season premiere of Young Sheldon.
And when there's trouble in paradise, there is only one name you need to know.
Magnum
P.I.
Time to go.
The Magnum P.I. series premiere, followed by the season premiere of Bull on its new day and time, CBS Tonight.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The new ratings are in, and once again, you've made Blue Water Broadcasting the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Thank you. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is an old expression. People say this. They say, why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free? You ever heard that before? It's a bananas insulting expression to an entire gender. You know what that expression means? It means, why would you marry a woman if she's already having sex with you? Which has nothing to do with what relationships are even like anymore. Now it's like, why buy the cow? Question mark. Maybe because every day the cow asks you when you're gonna buy it, and you live in a really small apartment with the cow, so you can't avoid that question at all. And also, the cow is way better at arguing than you are. And the cow grew up in a family that knows how to argue. Why buy the cow? Question mark. Maybe because every time another cow gets bought, you have to go to the sale, and you have to sit next to your cow at the sale, and your cow looks over at you the entire time like, and does not enjoy the sale at all. Even though she's the one that wanted to go to the sale. And she's especially mad because that farmer and cow met like 8 months after you guys met.
Hi, everybody. That was John Mulaney with Why Buy the Cow. Part of our comedy collection here, we try to... When the world doesn't give us a whole lot of light in the news...
I love that joke. That's funny as hell.
No, it's great. It's great. And if it offended somebody, let me just say this.
Good. Then we're all agreed.
Because if we're not, you got to break a few eggs to make a real mayonnaise, as they say, Joey.
What about a spicy aioli?
Isn't that the part of a woman's...
No, that's...
What's an aioli?
Aioli is like...
Not aioli, but aioli.
Aioli is like a fancy word for mayonnaise. It's kind of like a mayonnaise.
Well, pardon me.
Good Lord.
I feel like such a condiment queer now. I don't have
what?
You heard what I said.
Yeah, I did.
That's right.
You are stocking up the fridge downstairs. My goodness, you've got like four bottles of mustard.
Do you know what I brought in today?
It's all the same yellow mustard.
No, the mustard's from the nose pickers downstairs. They're the one. They have picnics like every week. They buy a fresh bottle of mustard. There's enough down there to give two people a full of mustard enema if somebody wants one.
Yeah, good Lord.
But I made a whole pound of bacon this morning. Baked it at home, fun-sized Jane style, Francis bacon.
Yeah, in the oven, yeah.
And brought in a bunch for the gang here, bunch for home, for Roz and show. And I brought in nice ripe tomatoes and lettuce, and they made BLTs for breakfast this morning. I mean, we're talking about big, thick pieces of Kaneka bacon. From Food Outlet. Cost plus 10. Everything is so much lower there. My God, people, I don't know how you can shop at a chain grocery store. I really don't. Let's see. Democrats, slow down the cab. No, screw you. Slow this down. You see this? You miserable little... That's anger. That's all they got to sell is anger, anger, anger. Over what? Because you don't want to be happy. That's the Democratic Party, the Les Miserables of America. The problem is, it's a lot easier to spread that than it is joy. Confirm this man. Stand up to the shenanigans, and enough.
I'm going to testify, but I don't want women, and I don't want...
Oh, brother. Yeah, let's change the entire Constitution, because you're special. It is pouring here, by the way. Let's take a quick look at the Linford Doppler. While I'm bringing that, getting that ready, let's do this.
Weather emergencies can strike like a bolt from the blue. Storms, floods, hurricanes, tornadoes. Is your family safe? Is it? Before you venture outdoors, tune into Big News Weather Central, now with Live in Fear Doppler. Only Live in Fear Doppler warns you of storm conditions that could snap telephone poles like matchsticks, flinging them through the air at hundreds of miles an hour, plunging through your family's bodies like chopsticks through boiled potatoes.
Mom, I'm late for soccer practice.
Don't open the door!
Don't open the door. Check first with Live in Fear Doppler, only from Big News Weather Central.
Mom, it's starting to rain.
I just brought up the Live in Fear Doppler. That is, can only be described in meteorological terms as one big-ass thunderstorm coming over Montgomery right now. Mm-hmm. I was stunned from the way the sky looked at 3 when I got here to when we just went out for the first time. Low sky, low ceiling, and real big downdrafts of wind, obviously coming from high up from these thunder tops approaching from the south. And once this first line comes through, this is where the really intense weather is. It's going to calm down to a lighter rain. But for the next 5 or 10 minutes, expect almost anything.
Well, and I know the rain, it affects my mood. It can sometimes make me a little sad, when especially heavy rain. It gets dreary outside. But I found a meme this morning, Greg. A meme?
Oh, a meme? What did it say?
I found a meme that really put me in a great mood. It's words of wisdom. It's a big hit on the Book of Faces, too. Yeah. It says, don't be sad, because sad spelled backwards is DOS, and DOS not good.
You silly sausage.
He is, every once in a while. But when he wasn't being
incorrigible
this morning, Rich did predict that we would see this today.
Good call, Rich.
As always.
Is he working on bringing in fall for your birthday?
It'll be a little late. Oh. It's like ordering something on Amazon, but they tell you it won't be available till the 1st of October.
What you get for ordering from China.
Yeah. Hey, I stopped by my dentist today. I wrote my magazine column about my dentist because it went so well. And it's called Numb and Number, Tales of the Grin Reaper. And that'll be out October 1st. But I had to run by there because I wanted a picture of me and him and Morgan, the woman who assisted him, Dr. Kane, because they were fantastic. And it tells the whole story. My dental history is, could write at least a pamphlet, if not a book, going all the way back to that story I tell about my first visit to the dentist. Mm. Now, this is ancient times. You know, now they have that little tube that sucks the excess.
Right. Oh, that's, wow, this is days of yore stuff.
Yeah, you used to have a little sink next to the chair. I saw the sink there. I thought he was washing his hands in it. I didn't know what. So when I was getting my very first cavity filled, and I had all this water or fluid in my mouth, Dr. Saltar, friendly Dr. Saltar, said, spit. So, man, I reached back in my chair, and I had the greatest expectoration of all time. And I hit the wall across from my chair, and it's running down in little streams. And kindly, Dr. Saltar leans over, and he said, next time, do it in the sink right there, son. So if you think that's funny, wait till you read the rest of the column. It's good. I've been pretty stupid. But you already know that if you've been a listener for a while. Here's Papa B.
Hey, Greg and Joey.
Hello.
Joey, the hardest working man in radio right there. I can't tell you what.
Well, Greg's got a pretty funky schedule himself, man.
Hey, yeah. I mean, like, I'm here at 4:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
He's not chopped liver. That's for sure. You really do work hard.
And I'm here from 2:59 to 6:01 every afternoon.
What do you do in the break? Do you go home and take a power nap or what?
I do. I get about an hour to 90 minutes.
Well, you know, it's something.
And that way I don't have to go to bed at 6 p.m. Rich is stuck with that because he's got to get up at 1.
Wow.
So he has to be in bed by 6. Unless it's
I have you were talking about, spitting up all of the stuff at the dentist office. I have a gynecologist friend that said one time he was doing an exam, and I mean...
You said this is a gynecologist?
Yes, and the woman had to relieve herself and couldn't stop. I don't know how else to put it. She peed all over him, okay? It wasn't voluntary. It just happened. Uh-huh. So, your dental friend, tell him to, kind of suck it up there because it could be worse. It could be a gynecologist.
I guess. That's a new one.
I called Dan last week and told him that the next thing I would expect to have happen in this Kavanaugh junk is another somebody, uncorroborated, just out of the blue, making an accusation, maybe up to 2 or 3 people. And what has happened? These people are so predictable, Dan. The Democrats are just so predictable. I could figure it.
It's time to stand up to it, this resistance. I saw that they fired a couple of people out of the DOJ who were using their positions of power to resist, so to speak, and they've been canned, and they need to go through the whole bunch and get rid of them all. You think they're going to fire Rosenstein on Thursday? Or is
no,
that
and it,
no.
No, and it would be a mistake to fire him, but somebody else could fire him, like Jeff Sessions. That would work. But
I think there's more that meets the eye that's going on here.
I agree, but I don't want to try and figure it out.
Yeah,
I got enough on my plate.
Yeah.
I don't think there's... I got to say, yes, you're right. I think that too. But I think Rosenstein is a bad actor at this point.
Oh, I definitely believe that. I believe that. The guy has the smile of a rodent. He looks like he should have whiskers coming off his lower lip or under his nose or something. I can see him holding one square of cheese, nibbling on it with those little front teeth.
Somebody get him some Mouseketeer ears and let's see what it looks like.
Yeah, put some mouse ears on him.
Yeah.
He's a real piece of
shaving cream. Watch it now. This is radio. You can't do that. All right, guys. Well, listen, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, I still need a job. I really do. All right. Let me just do a little rearranging here on the furniture. Are Dana and Jacqueline coming back this Wednesday?
This Wednesday?
Man,
I don't think
tell
it's
you,
that quick of a turnaround.
It is raining and raining passionately. When was the last time you ever heard that word used to describe rain? Over our building here.
I can hear it.
Central Montgomery, and refreshing the Live in Fear Doppler, once this initial line of heavy storms... Hey, Ritterbottle, if you're listening, give me a rain gauge reading when you can.
Sounds like somebody just opened up a big water hose on top of us.
Most of it, the really, really heavy stuff, has passed to the north of 85. Now, there's another batch that's coming up 231 along Troy, and that'll probably hit the east side of Montgomery and areas like Mitylene and Mouin, and that's not too far off, I would say by 4:15 or so. So we're not out of the woods yet. John DeVoe. Not there. Okay. Crawdad.
Pardon me, do you have any gray poupon?
I do.
We have yellow mustard downstairs, actually, like 5 bottles of it.
Greggy, go back and say, what were you saying about the bacon and the pound of bacon? Tell me that again.
I baked a pound of Kaneka bacon this morning.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
About 15%, enough, so everybody got 3.
That's not enough.
Well, these are big. This isn't like Jim Gaffigan, where you start out with this and it turns into a bookmark. This is thick bacon, but it's cooked and crisp.
No, I'm not denying the quality of Kaneka bacon.
Oh, exploding with flavor.
I'm saying I do 6.
It's my well, it I'm feeding 5.
I'm not looking for an argument.
You know how much bacon I got?
Well, how much?
Nothing.
Oh, wow. You are a gracious man.
you bake it in the oven, Greg?
Yes, at 350 for about 40 minutes.
And you use what? Like, does it sit on a little rack or something?
No, I use a cooking sheet.
Yeah, it works.
And I cook it on foil so that you can let the pan sit, the fat coagulate after you lift the bacon out and drain it, and then you just ball up the foil and toss it.
Cool. I got some of that pork loin roast, you know, on sale when it was 18 a pound. I'm thinking about taking the bacon, put it in there, and lay it over that pork loin.
That's a good idea. If the pork loin will bake in 40 minutes, yeah, do it.
It does. 1 pound, 325, and it hits 140 degrees every time.
Awesome.
In turn. Anyway, that's not why I called. I wanted you, if you can, play Norm MacDonald going to war with the world or Germany thing.
Sure.
Being that you led in with Sarah. I love that, you know, back going to war with Germany and funny stuff.
Yeah, Germany comes up a lot on this. Because the guys in the morning do this thing with Alvin Holmes. Germany? What's wrong with the beer we got? That whole thing?
Oh, yeah.
So Germany comes up a lot on the station.
That's right. Oh, boy. Well, listen, thanks again.
Appreciate
Always
it.
Always enjoy your show.
Thanks, man. I heard a rumor that one of our hosts is calling for caller reform.
Oh, yes.
And I didn't hear it. I want to hear what was said. I can't react to it.
No, I mean, I heard it and heard him reiterate it in several different ways. That essentially, people are meandering, not sticking to the point.
You're like me?
Well, I mean, some...
This show wanders around.
Well, sure. We're fine to wander, but it's more the, like a call you get and they're just droning on. And it's like, okay, get to your point. And so Baron said, if you do that, I'm going to buzz you. And he used the big buzzer sound.
Mm-hmm.
And it was effective. It kept people on their toes. And more people called, I think, because it was a challenge to be a good caller. We don't just want anybody to just talk. Just call up here and talk. No, we want you to be one of the best callers you can be.
I think I heard him mention something. You know, callers are great, but to the vast majority of radio listeners, we are here to entertain you, to inform you, let you know what's going on. Like this rain that's going to be blowing up from the... Rich just had a third of an inch in 5 minutes at his place. At least we're finally getting something. God, the weather was tediously boring last week, just so annoying. And we're basically stuck because of Florence, as Rich explained it to us. We are at 3:55 already. Time flies when you're having fun. And we're having it today. Rick Walker will update traffic after the top of the hour to let us know if the weather is interfering with the roads in any way. Do not let anything stand between you and home ownership. Morris Capuano is the guy that's got access now in his new partnership with Renaissance Bank to programs for people that have had a little credit issue, for people who don't have a lot to put down. And here's the reason it's important. The tax cuts have lowered the tax bite out of your paycheck, but a lot of deductions have also been tossed away to try and simplify it. But the one deduction that will never, ever go away is first mortgage interest, and that makes a huge difference at tax time. If you're a renter, you're not going to get that. You're talking just on an average house. Let's say you bought a house this year. Your mortgage payment was $900 a month. About, at the minimum, $7,200 out of that over a year is a deduction. And that can make a huge difference in whether you pay or they owe you. And generally it works out for the latter. Because we don't mind paying taxes if our money is spent wisely, and since we know that's not going to happen, minimize the bite, man. You know, you work hard for that. Get as much as you can back. And very likely, by the way, for what you're paying in rent, you can own a home that gives you more space and far more options and conveniences in your own place. So call them at 409-9300. Nobody will bust butt harder than Morris Capuano at 409-9300. Renaissance Bank's an equal housing lender. NMLS number is 402-669.
Hey, folks. Bruce with CTE Outdoor Power. Thank you for making this summer our best Hustler mower sales season so far. And now, in order to make room for the new 2019 Hustler models, I'm proud to announce our 2018 inventory clearance with discounts up to $2,000 on Hustler zero-turn mowers with two incredible financing options. Either $0 down and zero interest for 48 months, or no payment till April 2019. And hurry, this Hustler clearance sale is good while supplies last or until October 31st. And folks, remember, at CTE, you get excellent service after the sale. With our VIP package, not only do you get free delivery upon purchase, but as long as you own your mower, you get free pickup and delivery, our exclusive 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower. Why go anywhere else? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
He's one of the most consequential global figures of our time. He transformed Great Britain's education and healthcare systems. He served as Prime Minister of the United Kingdom from 1997 to 2007. And he's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents the Right Honorable Tony Blair, October 4th at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Prattville Carpet wants to let you know about their new incredible waterproof flooring. It'll stand up to kids, pets, everyday spills and messes. Just call 285-8117. They'll be glad to come out and give you a free estimate and let you know about the 12 months interest-free credit they're offering. And don't forget about the incredible Smart Strand Carpet with hundreds of different designs for your bedrooms, living room and dining rooms. Call today, 285-8117. Prattville Carpet appreciates your business.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect.